Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. My name is Will Gibson. I'll be doing today's morning brief. After the holiday weekend, I'll look back on for the Friday before. Overall, pretty positive day for markets. Crude oil rallied and led the pack of the major areas here. Russell 2000, Russell 1000, S&P also edged over 1% at the end of the day. So nice kind of rally into the holiday weekend. Overall, positive action for the major areas of the market. However, we did end the month of June. With that, we ended the second quarter of the year, also the first half of the year as a whole. You're probably seeing a lot of commentary on the worst half of the year since 1970. That's been the commonly found date. We talked a little bit about that in our most recent report. So if you're looking for a little bit of commentary on general performance over the past month, check out our daily equity report on the platform today. We give a Q2 2022 performance overview. You can see how some of the major areas fared. Overall, as we all know, there's been a ton of pressure on risk on equity areas throughout the year. We also talked a bit on Friday in our report about the smart beta factor quilt. So what factors performed well over the first half of this year? For the most part, we've seen dividend and value, low volatility and equal weight lead the pack so far in 2022. On the downside, we've seen growth, momentum and quality as a whole. So a bit more commentary on that and some of the trends we've seen over the past decade plus in terms of factor returns, first half of years and whatnot is in our report today. So I wanted to make you aware of that. In terms of where we are now, so coming into the second half of the year, some positions we've seen change coming in this morning. In terms of the past week, nothing has really materially changed. But if you look over the past month, we have seen a bit of shakeups, which I'll mention towards the end here. As it currently sits today, commodities are still at the top, followed by cash, domestic equities, and third from our major dolly ranks. Working left to right from your sector perspective, energy is still sitting at the top, but not at the same margin that it was at the beginning of, especially last month. Consumer non-cyclicals have remained pretty strong. Financials have held steady. Real estate, basic materials, industrials have kind of been chopping around in the middle of the pack there. So not a ton of huge changes to the dolly range over the past month. I'll mention some of the shifts that we've seen, especially coming in this morning. Nothing to note that's different from in terms of last week. But if we do look at the dolly signal changes over the past month, so I've used the dolly movers function here on the platform. If you go to the history and find dolly movers, I just put to see what signals have we seen change from a sector perspective over the past month. Note that we've seen a lot of strength from healthcare. We talked about that in our feature from Thursday of last week, specifically kind of the biotechnology pharmaceutical area. So note that, but healthcare, consumer non-cyclicals, and financials, some of the most improved areas in our relative strength rankings over the past month. On the downside, basic materials have been the biggest loser. They recently dropped to seventh in our rankings as of Friday. Energy, also a notable laggard, followed by real estate and cyclicals. But note, most of those relative strength signals have been shed from basic materials and energy. So that commodities tilt, if you will. And you can see that a bit on a macro view here. I have what's called the group score direction shown on the screen now. This is as part of the dashboard. So if you go to your dashboard, it's the far upper left, and that NASDAQ versus right logo, and you can add a widget called group score direction. And it tells you the most improved groups in the 30 days and the most negative groups over the past 30 days. This is using the asset class group score space. So as opposed to Dolly, this is going to be looking at the fund scores for the average groups. Similar picture here, we see biotechnology inverse market still up there, but biotech and healthcare are some of the most improved groups over the past 30 days. And then on the other side of the coin, the most negative, you could see MLMEs, commodity-related stock, agriculture, basic materials, energy. So a lot of that commodities tilt. We have seen a bit of a cool-off in those macro rankings over the past month. Futures this morning are pretty quiet for the most part after that holiday period, kind of extending some of these themes that we've seen play out over the past month. So I wanted to highlight that today. Coming in this morning, if you're looking at if you're looking to find some first half commentary, some last quarter commentary, we'll have it in our reports, the one out today, as well as the ones over the next couple of days. Also just highlighting a couple of widgets that you can note. I want to end today with the models page. We have seen a fair amount of model changes as of the end of the month, so you will be getting those alerts this morning, if not already, by the time you hear this video. A quick way to see model activity is actually this view all activity button right here. which I'll click and take it full screen. You can just scroll through and see what models made changes and what those changes were. It's actually a decent way just to get a proxy sentiment for what went on over the past month, where trends are developing. For example, if you look across a lot of these sector models, you're seeing energy positions being reduced, not completely liquidated, but energy positions being reduced, some ESG individual stock model trades, large cap core model trades, and fixed income's gotten picked up in some areas, staples and others. So I think it can be a helpful exercise at the beginning of a month to just go check out the view all model activity. If you're following a model, like I said, you will get an alert. You can also note within the model row, you're going to see some blue action or blue numbers over here that tells you there was a model trade. So overall this morning, if you're looking for the commentary, we're going to have it in the report. Check some of the major indicators, maybe use some of the tools that I just mentioned to see how things have shifted first half of the year as well. And then on the model alerts, be on the lookout for those. There are going to be a fair amount of monthly model changes, and note that we have seen that kind of cool off in some of the commodity areas, a bit of that still presence in defensive asset classes and sectors. So I expect that to be coming through a lot of these model trades today. That's all I had this morning. I wanted to keep it short for the most part, kind of overall first half of the year, what to check on coming in to the second half of the year. If we can be of any assistance with that, per usual, don't hesitate to reach out. Thanks for your time this morning.